Hello and welcome to the Three Squirrel Show. In the last episode, the five members enjoyed some berries in the botanical garden, and then Kitty and Renesmee discover another berry tree. But when they were trying to call their team members to see, they were shocked by the scene they saw.
What is that huge, ugly, frightening thing behind them?
Ow! Why they don't realize that? Jerry, Zoe, Karen!
Jerry, Zoe, Karen! See! There is an enormous thing behind you! Maybe it is a monster!
And it is getting closer and closer to you! Please run!
Oh, what are you guys saying? Well, there can't be another monster, believe me.
There is no one here. How can there be a monster?
Haha, yeah, just come back, Kitty and Renesmee. Just stop that unnecessary imagination. Don't scare yourself.
I think you've just eaten too much berries, cause you have a lot of illusions now, haha.
Agree.
No, we're serious.
Just turn back and see, please.
Oh my god. That's huge berry-shaped creature.
It is really a monster.
Berry monster!
Run! Run! Run!
They run and run, but... This way, guys. Doesn't matter.
Are you sure, Jerry?
Just follow me. Yes, Jerry accidentally bumped into this monster directly.
No way!
So, they have no choice. They have to face monster directly. Jerry chose to fight with it. Hey, let's fight!
Jerry, I don't think this is a good method.
Please don't.
Sadly, the monster easily defeated Jerry with a single hit.
Why did you eat my berries?
Then, the squirrel team decided to stay calm and kindly talk to the berry monster.
Sorry, we were so hungry. We didn't know that they're your berries. We're very sorry.
We apologize. We promise we will never do that again.
Please understand us. We're on an adventure now and we really need food. We thought no one owns these berries.
You can ask us to do anything that can make up for our mistakes.
I appreciate your politeness and honesty. You are very lovely girls. But you still have to do something for your bad behavior. Let me think. So, since you're having an adventure, you can help me to go to the other side of that mountain and find my friend, the Apple King. Help me give him this letter. I'll forgive you when you come back with his reply.
Okay. Now, they're on their way to the destination. They've learned the importance of politeness and honesty.